Hello everyone, and welcome to Biopedia. The religious figure Zoroaster, living in about 1000 BC and proclaiming that there was but one deity to worship, put the earth as 7000 years old, which would place the date of creation at about 8000 BCE. Writing in 1650, Anglican priest James Usher wrote that the earth was created in 4004 BCE, as popularised in Good Omens by Terry Pratchett and Neil Gaiman. The date varies a little bit in different sources reporting this. I've seen either 6 in the evening on October 22nd, or else 9 in the morning on October 28th. Regardless, the general point I'm making is that none of these exemplar dates are correct. In point of fact, the Earth is about 4.56 billion years old, as per a figure quoted in a paper from 2010. This fact leads me to the point of today's episode. To do this, we have to consider a unit of time other than the year or the second, namely the galactic year. This is the amount of time our Sun takes to orbit around the heart of our host galaxy, the Milky Way. This figure has been denoted in my sources as both 220 or 225 million years, but out of the three I accessed, the majority gave it as 220 million years in duration, so this is what we'll go with for this episode. These two facts together raise an interesting question. If we were to rewind the clock on Earth's prehistory by a certain number of galactic years, what would we see? What would be present on the Earth's surface? With that, let's calibrate ourselves to the start of the Common Era and travel through the deep past. So, let's wind the clock back by one galactic year. We're now in the year 220 million BCE, and we're in the Upper Triassic. The Triassic lasted from around 251 to 201 million years ago, with the Upper Triassic beginning about 237 million years ago. Let's pause here for a moment and think about everything we've just skipped past. As noted in a science article published in 2018, the majority of research says that humans evolved 200,000 years ago. Even if more modern findings have apparently shown that there were Homo sapiens in Morocco around 300,000 years ago, or if you stretch the definition to include common ancestry with Neanderthals and Denisovans around 600,000 years ago, we've gone past all of human history. The Roman Empire, Akhenaten, and American history, to name but a few examples, are all firmly in the rearview window. We've also gone past most of the age of the dinosaurs. An early group of fossils, which are mostly comprised of the genus Herrerasaurus, is dated to the Carnian in the Triassic, which gives them a date range of between 237 and 227 million years ago. Out of the three big dinosaur clades, two of them would be in place by 230 million years ago, although dinosaurs wouldn't become dominant until about 15 million years later. The dinosaurs wouldn't go extinct until 66 million years ago. However, from our zoomed-out perspective of a galactic year, we've passed over most of their reign. Two galactic years ago refers to 440 million years ago. Now, the date of the split between terrestrial vertebrates and ray-fin fish was 450 million years ago, meaning that we're already around the point when vertebrates on land were not yet a distinct grouping. In point of fact, tetrapods came about during the later Devonian at around 375 to 363 million years ago, and land vertebrates began coming into being around 385 million years ago. The organism Tiktaalik rosiae, which is an organism living during the transition to land, is found in the Frasnian era between 382 and 372 million years ago. What I'm saying here is, there's no land vertebrates yet. Now we travel back another galactic year to 660 million BCE. The Cambrian explosion happens in the 500 millions BCE, so we've already passed that. The oldest bilateral fossil, the size of a full stop, is about 600 million years old, so that's in the rearview mirror as well. I might come back to this in a later episode, as carrying on all the way through the story of life would take too long and create too monstrous a reference list for today's purposes. As a final thought for now, the Earth is about 4.56 billion years old, as we said at the start of the episode. This means that it would take about 21 galactic years to get all the way back to the birth of our home planet. That's it for today's episode. Thank you all for listening. Feel free to get in touch with us at the show's email address for any questions, comments, or topic suggestions for future episodes. Until next time, have a great week, everyone.